Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Clear.
Sorry. There's nothing I like more than to tell someone to not do something. For the amount that I hate cops, I sure love acting like a cop.
Yeah. No, like,
actually, you're not allowed. Very much have a detective, authority. Like a grizzled detective vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like, I've seen too much and I'm sick of everyone's shit.
I'm just like, that was like at work when I was like quite rude to a person who is much higher than me.
Yeah, you really should have said what you said.
I know, but
what's your job?
So I work at a law firm now.
He's a lawyer.
Which is, I'm a lawyer.
So you're like, this whole time I actually passed the bar in 2004.
And I just
did it in Miami.
I just do it open mics.
Yeah, yeah. You're like Greg Giraldo.
Yeah. Because I'm good at it.
Yeah. Anyway, you get divorced a lot.
And... Yeah. But I work at a law firm, and one of the women there had me like run papers to the Brooklyn Supreme Court.
Okay.
And first of all, it was one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me, because I don't realize I'm going to like the Brooklyn Supreme Court.
Sure.
And I'm going to have to go through the metal detector. And I just like walk up.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, they're like, all right, empty your pockets. And I'm emptying my pockets. And I realize in the pocket of my jacket is a full sealed can of Red Bull. And I have to put it into the little basket.
Little basket.
And the security guard's eyes just go real wide for a second.
Yeah, huh, so all right.
And then
funny.
He goes like, okay.
Packing heat, huh?
Yeah.
And then I like go to this room that I'm supposed to go to. And the guy there, it was like a comical level of him not caring about his job.
Uh-huh.
Like, he had headphones in, looking at his phone, and I go like, hey, I'm supposed to give this to whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes like, yeah, not supposed to be here. I was like, well, I was told to be here. And he goes, well, a lot of people are told to be here. And I was just like,
fucking good line.
Yeah, and I was just,
so good.
Because half of me was like, that's really funny. And the other half of me is like, who the fuck do you think you are talking to me like that?
Yeah.
And he's like, go up to the 8th floor. And you can hand it in there. And I go up to the 8th floor, and the guy on the 8th floor is like, no fucking way. Like,
nice.
No. And he's like, go up to the 11th floor. I'm like, I can't keep going up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally I go up to the 11th floor, and the woman there, she's like a cop with like a bulletproof vest on and a gun, just like sitting behind a desk. And I give her the thing. I'm like, I need you to give this to the judge. And she goes, okay. And I go, can you stamp this thing so I know you received it? And she goes, we don't do stamps. And I'm just like, fucking hell.
God.
But I was just like, so I just like literally like huffed in her face almost, and she thought it was really funny. So I was like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Cool.
You've got a good energy about
it. Yeah, it was fine. I was just like, this is crazy. So then I get back to my job. And I tell the woman what happened, and she's, like, really mad at me.
Yeah.
And she's like, I should have just done this myself. And I look at her and just went, probably. And just, like, walked away.
My God.
But the red flag from the whole thing should have been her going, hey, do you know where the Supreme Court in Brooklyn is? And me going, no.
Yeah.
Never had to be there.
Right off the bat.
And then she explained taking the subway to me like I had never been on it before.
Like, no, that's not the question you asked.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, I walk here from Queens every day.
Oh, just hold on to the rails.
Yeah.
You're like a hobo in a boxcar. Yeah.
It's like, you know, in India, all the guys that like hold on to the side of the train and the top. That's what I do.
Yeah, I surf.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to get fired.
No.
No, I don't think so. This one was not even... I shouldn't be talking about this, I don't think.
New York.
But it's one of those things where, like, that line where people will, like, try to make you feel bad. It's like, hey, I can make you feel bad, too, if I'm smart enough. And
yeah, listen, I think... There's only one person in this room that's allowed to make me feel bad, and it's me.
I'm very good at it.
You're not going to be better at making me feel bad about me than I am.
You've been doing the whole time.
I have 30 years' experience of talking down to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a pro.
I've put in way more than 10,000 hours. And I think that I should be respected for it.
Oh.
I respect you.
Thank you.
Those rings. I think because you have so many rings, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
I'm in a real conundrum about how many rings is acceptable to wear at my workplace.
Interesting. I didn't think you were going to end with workplace. I was just saying.
In general.
And like, whatever. And be like, oh, workplace. That's actually a very good point.
Yeah.
I've never worked in an office. I have no idea.
Me neither. This is my first time.
Wow.
Coming
in hot.
Yeah, I really am. The office psychopath.
No, I'm sure they spice it up.
All the younger people seem to think it's fun.
Yeah,
they seem to like me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the older, very important lawyers and attorneys
whose names are on the wall and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they have the word partner underneath yeah. their name, I don't think they care for me. But
JJD and yeah, Esquire.
I love having initials in the beginning.
Yeah.
All of them love a middle. They all do a middle initial at this one.
Simply must.
It would really throw off the flow of my name if I did middle.
What's your middle name?
My middle name is Vincent. So I'd have to go, so and you can't go Mike V Abruzzi.
No,
so
you have to go Vinny the Mike.
I'd have to go Michael V Abruzzi. Yeah. That's already like a that doesn't sound great.
No, Michael no. V. No, yeah, no. You can't go into the
you
V.
You can go MV Abruzzi. When people do those too, but those don't roll at all.
Those are not great.
No.
Mike Abruzzi is like
it look like a mountain range.
Mike
right?
Abruzzi yeah. is a first and last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of those ones.
No, totally.
Because there's some people you're like, oh, this is a Tim.
Yeah.
And then you go by like, this is a Tim Simpson.
No,
and you're
totally.
Like, that's like a good. That's
yeah.
like a good first and last name.
Yeah, I think it's a certain kind of person that has that, too.
I go like this.
I don't know. Yeah.
You do this. You do middle fingers a lot.
Devil middle birds with rings.
With the thumbs out, like yeah. Kid Rock style.
Oh, yeah. That's a stylistic choice.
Yeah, he does it on the CD for Devil Without a Cause.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think I usually will
do that.
Oh, I do
pin the fingers back.
I do thumbs out.
I do a barely visible bird.
Oh, you do like the real curl?
Yeah.
The curly bird?
No, you just do an exaggerated...
You do the curly bird.
You do an exaggerated version of the Italian hand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, which
mano.
One is it? Which one is it? Are we recording?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to A Little Time Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Cool.
My name is Diego Lopez.
I'm Mike Abruzzi, and today we have our guest, Lillian Devane.
Wow. Comedian, podcaster,
it's
style
true.
Icon.
Wow, thank
just
you.
Just a great person all around who I don't really know that well, but I always enjoy your company.
I know. It's good to see you guys.
This is great.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I think this might be the earliest that we've ever actually introduced our podcast. But sometimes we'll go for like, I think on a recent episode, we went the whole podcast.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're right.
We did right. our whole podcast, and then we're like, oh, by the way, this guy is also here. And that's why you don't recognize his voice.
Yeah. I feel like you look, it's in the name.
No,
they don't need a whole thing.
I think that's, you entrust your listeners to be smart about it.
I think if you listen to our podcast, you have to be very intelligent and also very socially inept.
Yeah, it's like Freakonomics Radio and you guys.
Yeah. I feel like our listeners are mostly in it for Mike making fun of life. That's what they're 90% they're here for the put downs on life.
I think it's great. And if you touch that microphone right now, I will fucking scream.
He's a good 3 feet from it, but
I swear to God. But he's looking at it like, dude, I'm about to get a fucking full on taser. I'm about to take a car to New Hampshire. I'm going to take an Uber pool to New Hampshire.
There's that weird little gun store in Little Italy. You ever
the
been
what?
There? There's like a cop store in Little
Italy.
A cop store? Yeah.
It's like a big gun. I don't know what it is, but
what?
There's like, you can get gun stuff. There.
Yeah,
wow.
Let's go.
Accessories.
Uh-huh.
I found a spot. I found a new spot. I can get a sword.
Oh,
how many swords do you have?
None yet.
Really? I could have sworn.
I have a bunch of knives.
Okay,
and I have a machete.
Okay,
does a machete count as a sword?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But it's pretty fucking.
What,
it's
big. Its own thing. Like, is a hot dog a sandwich? It's like that kind
I
of
think
thing.
A machete is more in the knife family. Honestly, I think a machete is a tool.
Oh my God!
To really, if you're talking about
a jungle tool,
yeah, it's more along the line of like a
like a
lawnmower blade with a handle on it.
Its purpose is to clear
to clear shrubbery or
through the jungle
to murder your enemies.
Mm-hmm. What country is machete? Is it French?
No,
machete. I don't know
machete.
Okay, machete. So South America.
I think South America because I'm South American, so I don't know if that's just my.
No,
idea.
You're right. South America. I mean, it's.
I mean,
there's
I'm
so
not
many
South
jungles
American.
There.
My family went there in the 40s for some reason, but late 40s, you know,
go to Brazil, kind of time.
Argentina, my grandfather's in Argentina for some reason.
A lot of gold.
I got all these. He says once I'm old enough, I can have all these big paintings. And like, what's up with that?
He's all these Hugo Boss uniforms.
But we're not allowed to tell anyone where he is, and I'm like, that's cool. Grandpa's a private man. just like our listeners to know that I'm not even a little bit German. Oh my God. Everything's a joke.
I'm looking at you. You are 0% German.
Thank
you are
thank
not.
You.
Yes.
What is Devane? Where's that from?
French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And Scottish, unfortunately. Ooh. Not the most glamorous people. Downplay that part, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, they're there. It's green. There's rolling hills.
Have you heard Scottish people talk? You can't understand
them. I've seen So I Married an Axe Murderer.
I watched the...
Yes, I've heard Scottish
Perfect
people
Perfect representation.
I've watched the...
I've seen Austin Powers 2.
Sure.
There you go. That one's good.
God, Mike Myers, what is he doing? Ever.
What can't he do?
What can't...
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
What happened to the reincarnation of the Gong Show that just came out where he hosted it in character?
What?
Oh, yeah,
did you
that
not
strange.
See that?
No.
Oh.
It was on ABC or some shit?
Yeah. So the Gong Show came back, and it was hosted by some guy.
Which is cultural preparation. I'll say that right now. That show is cultural preparation.
The Gong Show is cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
But it was Mike Myers in, like, old man makeup.
What is going on?
It was like Mike Myers, Tony Clifton.
Wow. I kind of love that, actually. But there's also, like, the masked singer. I'm like, what kind of craven, like, what is going on?
I'm intrigued by the masked singer, but not enough to watch an episode.
No.
I don't know what this is. What's the masked singer?
No. I mean, it's.
I don't want to talk over a woman.
I've only. Thank you so much.
He's doing a new thing today.
Today, just starting today. This is a monologue of me on your podcast. No,
your microphone will be shut off.
Yeah, I'm not speaking at all. I think it was like a Japanese thing originally, right? It's basically where like celebrities will wear a huge like ornate thing, like a huge mask and crazy costume, and then like there's a panel of judges and they sing really well because they're like a professional singer, but you can't see who it is, and it's this whole
and they have to guess who it is underneath the mask.
But it's a professional singer.
Yeah,
but it's
like celebrity.
Like a celebrity singer.
Yeah.
Who is a celebrity?
You're not just like,
that's
Samantha who works on the Disney Cruise Line.
Well, I thought it was more like the celebrity's like, oh, there's Samantha Bee singing.
Oh.
She's also very good at singing.
Are they all singers or are they regular?
I think they all have to be singers because you can't just be like, oh yeah, that's what Ralph Macchio sounds like when he sings.
Right.
If I
was a guest or one of the judges, my first thing would be like, William Hung. Is that William Hung?
I would just be like, Whitney Houston. Like, I'm only guessing dead people.
Hologrammed mask singers. Yeah. We can't
like,
do that yet.
Yo, that's gotta be Elvis. I swear to God, if it's not Elvis, I'll eat my hat. I'll eat Pharrell's big hat. He's there for
two meals, dog.
This is too much cultural, you know, references in one thing.
It's really bad.
And it's a new show.
It's new. It just came out on Fox 5.
I love Fox.
Fox 5 in
it
New
seems
York.
Like such a
news.
Big, like a big budget thing to do, right? Because I feel like the reason why people do game shows is because they're so cheap to make.
Yeah.
And like Mass Singer is
I just think
fucking
it's
crazy.
Like the, what's that goddamn show with the chairs that turn around?
The Voice?
The Voice like makes sense.
The chairs that turn around?
Is that or not a good...
No, that is. That,
wait,
I,
the chairs
so,
turn around.
So,
wait, I thought you were talking about The View for a second.
No.
I was like, wait, what's going on?
The Voice is, so you the judges have their backs turned and they basically do like a blind audition so they can't see what you look like. They can only hear you sing, and then if they want to be your mentor for the season, they like hit a button and their chair turns around.
What?
I've watched so many of those.
Yeah.
Being
wow.
like this little kid with asthma, or like, you know, some like
yeah,
fake
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, like cool. A lot of people have asthma.
Sure.
But like this kid with asthma can sing and Adam Levine likes it.
But like, why wouldn't they choose them all? It's like, do they all like deformed or something?
No.
Like,
we're pretty high.
Easier story, I guess,
yeah.
to sell.
Okay, yeah.
It gets
like,
used.
I think it's a thing where it's like you pick them based on talent alone, basically.
Give me
oh, but
a
the
break.
Point I was making was that
yeah,
that
yeah.
show makes them so much fucking money.
Right.
I think they're just like, let's just fucking make it look as good as,
right,
as possible because the returns are going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally.
But I love the idea of like a game show on one of those networks that's like rinky dink.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
love if they did like a DIY looking
totally.
Game show where it's like, all right, it's a like a yeah. handwritten thing. Like a part of the show is, I mean, I guess
well,
it's
that
still
was a
cable access.
Podcast,
that was a show like I did one, like a one-off show. But it was basically the theme, the whatever, the idea of the show was I was trying to film a bunch of game show pilots.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah. And, like, so I did four in one day, but the character I was playing was like a coked out maniac.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone had quit the night before. So the kid who was the PA just immediately became the executive producer and he hated me.
That's
so
so
he was just
That's
fucking
great.
With me the entire – and it was Joe Rumrow. And
That's
he
so
and he
funny.
Like had a little headset and was just like fucking with me and like messing up computer cues and mm-hmm. stuff. And I snorted a bunch of flour, and it really felt
God.
Bad the next day.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny. Biscuit. But yeah, I did. I did my favorite. One of my favorite things on stage
you
ever.
You couldn't get any baby aspirin.
I didn't even think. I had flour in the house.
Making a roux in your throat.
Yeah, it's brutal.
That's so gross.
Sorry. But it makes me laugh so much.
One of my favorite things I've ever done on stage was a game that I would play with my friends, and it was called How Much to Eat It.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, sure.
And so you basically are like, how much?
My ex-wife used to play this game.
Hey!
Congratulations, sir.
Yes, 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 yes.
But you would see the least amount of money someone would take to eat something that's not really food.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But the best part is the crowd can pay them money to stop eating it.
That's such a fucking smart.
That's the
fun. I like that.
Yeah. So the only time anyone has ever, I've done it twice. The only time anyone has ever paid people to stop eating something was when I made someone, the thing to eat was an entire bottle of ketchup. But the other ones were computer paper, flowers.
Like vaguely food.
And like there was another one, and the only one that people were like viscerally angry that they had to watch someone eat.
Because
I just, because I took a squeeze bottle of ketchup and squeezed it into a cup.
God.
Dude, well, I thought it
would be, easier to eat that way.
Yeah, logistically.
And people were like, we will put our money together. Like, it was a thing where it was like,
who was eating it? Okay, you don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
This was years ago. But I remember, because I remember, like, flowers.
Let's say it was Angelica Houston.
Yeah, Angelica Houston. But Edie was the one who was eating the computer paper, uh-huh. And it got so low that she gave me $4 and her phone. Because they were just betting against each other, so she gave me $4 and her phone. I gave her phone back, but I should have fucking kept it.
Yeah, I guess ketchup is more fucking disgusting.
Yeah, well, because I think it's the amount.
Oh God,
it was less than this.
I was already nauseous when I got here.
Good,
now, really.
But that is like a fun like and it but you know it was just like at Over the Eight when that was still open.
Oh man,
so it like looked crazy. I was like, I really should have taped it.
Yeah.
I just
great.
Did it.
That's that would have been great.
Yeah,
the best things are not taped. I feel I never do that.
Yeah,
I'd probably just do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I also got punched in the face for real at that show, which was fun.
By an audience member?
By one of the contestants. So I did at the last thing was like the dating game, basically.
Sure.
But I just kept trying to go on a date with the woman instead. I made them like play the game for real, kind of.
Yeah.
So it was three guys, and I was like, whoever wins, I'm going to try to fight you.
Yeah.
And just punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And I got punched in the face, and then I like threw myself on the ground, and also it was one of the stage at Over the Eight was on the side instead of in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like fell forward and fully hit my face on someone's knee.
Oh,
I had a huge
God.
Welt on the side of my face. But, and
it's
I also,
it
was, and I laid on the ground until everyone left the room.
Yeah.
It was really fun. That's one of the most fun times I've ever had on stage, except for the flour up my nose.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, dating game is so fun.
Yeah.
You should do that.
It's really fun. And then just to try to fight whoever. You're like, yeah, this guy seems all right.
I would maybe leave out that part just for me personally.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But.
You should.
I think it's
always
fun.
Fight.
Getting punched in the face is not as bad as people think.
I've never been punched in the face.
Ooh,
isn't that hard to imagine?
No. I can tell by your kind of attitude and the way you kind of carry yourself.
Wait, you're the woman who's never been punched in the face.
The way you talk to people.
One day.
I think. I think.
The sooner the better, I would say.
What do you think the cutoff point is for getting punched in the face, though, as a person, like age-wise?
What do you mean cutoff? Because usually it's not a choice.
No, I know.
It's someone deciding
it. Yeah, but now you're like, this is too old to have been. I feel like over 25.
To wait for your first punch in the face?
To get punched in the face for the first time, you're like.
Then it's like you're fucked up, like your life is
weird. Yeah,
I think it's very odd that you to get punched in the. I think to get punched in the face as an adult.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's crazy.
I mean, you have to like, that's when you start, if you start fucking people's wives, that's when that's a whole nother generation.
But sometimes there are specific websites where you're asked to do that.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean.
No,
if it's not a, I'm saying that, you know.
I've definitely fucked somebody else's wife.
If
I did, but they're in like an open marriage.
Well, yeah. See, that doesn't count. Yeah. I'm talking like a full blown affair.
Oh, no, I would love to have an affair.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's not.
Okay,
I'll tell you right now, it's not.
Were you part of an affair?
Yes, I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's not like a little bit fun?
Oh, you were.
I mean, it was fun in the moment, and then it gets very scary.
But that's like everything.
Yeah, it's true.
No, sometimes. For me personally, most things are also not fun in the moment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. At least it was fun.
Yeah.
It was weird because I was hooking up with the married woman for a while, and then I just like met her husband also, and he was just like, hey, how you doing? And he like knew who I was because they were like, oh, fucking.
But then it's not cool, right?
It's, I mean, having sex with anyone is pretty cool.
Disagree, but yeah.
Not well, not anyone, but but yeah, it was a thing where it was like, I was just like, ugh.
I feel like the glamour the magic, yeah, is yeah. in the secrecy of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've plotted all of the places I could go without running into anybody. Mostly it would just be like Applebee's, but like places
yeah,
yeah. you can like
the Applebee's
not
in
be
Long
seen.
Island City?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right over by like, the, right over by the Museum of the Moving Image.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ruby Tuesdays in Times Square is another great, just to go if you need to be by yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and cry or whatever. Whatever.
I'll just be around.
Yeah, just whatever.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, because all the places I go to, I usually, not like all of them, but a lot of them, I usually end up seeing.
Yeah, you run into
I know,
somebody.
Like, come on.
I know. It's bad.
I want to be
it's
seen
bad.
Here.
There should, somebody should make, well, no, you can't. I was like, make an app where you can go for an affair, but then that's obviously not a good idea.
I think there's a whole website called AshleyMadison.com and everyone's information.
Is that still up? They didn't,
no.
No, right?
Because all the information got leaked, yeah.
LOL.
That was me.
I was
you
actually
it?
Made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, this is
kind
of fun. I'm a really good hacker. Did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a computer. I'll fucking break
Jurassic
into
Park,
a,
Ashley
my
Madison.
Own email.
And it, so all fun. The hits.
It'd be funny if you thought a hacker was just a guy that could break a computer. You're like, look at this. And you snap a laptop.
I broke
over
into
your
it.
Knee. Look at me. I hacked it.
My fingers are all bleeding.
Look at me, a hacker.
A bunch of guys in a van are like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm wearing that anonymous mask.
Yeah.
But you have rollerblades on like hackers.
Quick, let's go to that weird themed restaurant in Lower East Side about Mars.
Oh, Mars 2112.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not open anymore.
Hey, rest in peace.
Wow.
I always wanted to go there, and I always wanted to go to Jekyll and Hyde. When I was
it's still
place,
open.
Yeah, that place
is Jekyll
open.
And Hyde still open?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it was last time
I
walked
down
the street.
I want to go so badly.
Oh.
They don't have a very good vegan menu, I've noticed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
They probably have, like, french fries or something, right?
Oh, definitely have french fries, yeah, yeah.
Is it like for, it's like a kid's thing, right?
I hope
that's
so.
The assumption. Every time I walked by, because
like,
one of my favorite restaurants used to be on the same block, and I'd have to pass Jekyll and Hyde, and Soyinsaki.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always, like, just take a slower pace walking by Jekyll and Hyde, just kind of look in, and like, what kind of a person was in there?
Yeah.
A tourist.
Not that a lot of, not a lot of kids.
Really?
A lot of, like, dates.
Ew, and awesome at the same time.
I'm pretty sure one of my friends told me that a guy took her there on a first date, and she's like, I will never see you again in my life because of this.
Okay, but
it's very funny.
I don't think it's
funny.
I don't think that's a first date
thing.
No. But that's a very funny, like, fifth date.
Well, it's
thing,
funny.
Or like,
yeah.
No.
If you're on the same wavelength
about
it.
If you're not as a surprise.
Not as an
and the wavelength is you want to waste money at a restaurant with
when
bad food.
Both like,
don't
wouldn't
see
it be funny if we went here?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah. Or that's like, that's something you do like, I would say 3 months into a relationship.
3 months.
I
would say, because you're like, this, like, you're still like trying to be goofy and you haven't yelled at him about anything yet. And this might be a little more
spice
into
it
what
up.
It's like me to date me. You haven't yelled at him. They haven't rearranged your movies in the incorrect alphabetical order.
Incorrect alphabetical
they don't just,
order.
They're not just putting movies back where they feel like they
Burn.
Should go. But
uh-huh.
they, you know,
mm-hmm.
They're not in there saying, hey, you sure have a lot of items in this room. And I go, why are you fucking accountant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That's just most people you've dated.
Keyword, my room,
yeah.
not yours.
Yeah, how about you?
My room.
I think it would be a fun place to go get dessert after a nice meal. I think it'd be funny to be like, let's go get dessert at Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, or like a whiskey sat. Like, what do they? What do they serve? We got to look up.
Yeah, let's look up the menu.
I'm look up the menu right now at Jekyll and Hyde.
I feel like a friend of mine who's born in the city went there for his birthday like every single year.
Oh,
so funny.
Which I just love that so much.
I just feel bad for any. I know this. Your podcast is about service industry.
Mm-hmm,
and I worked. I was a server for a long time in New York.
Cool.
And it's like I remember, like just anytime I saw a restaurant, my first thought was like, what would working there be like?
Totally.
What's being a server there? And it's like they're in character, and I'm like, oh, how much more of an exhausting shift
exactly.
than having to be a fucking character?
Totally.
While people are like, where I'm sure tourists are not tipping you enough.
No,
it's
absolutely.
Gotta be a nightmare.
It's like actors probably do it, right?
That's like, have you ever been to Ellen Stardust Diner?
No.
It's up in like Times Square.
Like Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
But it's all, but they go there and it's like 50s themed, but all the, it's like a Johnny Rockets up a notch.
Because
they're all singing and
they're
all like Broadway people that like
sure.
have to work
yeah.
Another gig. But it's, I remember I went there, I would go there because my grandparents, instead of getting everyone individual Christmas gifts, they would get like a gift for the family,
yeah,
for everyone. So like a couple of times they got like Broadway tickets to like some the Music Man,
yeah,
or Stomp, you know, some shit like
I've
that.
Seen Stomp so many times.
I saw it once and I felt like it was more than enough. We went to the Music Man or some shit, and then we went to the Stardust Diner. It's like a family when I was like 7, and I was like, this is pretty cool. And
your family is a barbershop quartet.
Yeah,
why
I
were you guys?
I think my family was just like, it'd be funny if we brought, because there's like a lot of kids and
sure.
It'd be funny. But I went there a couple years ago after some show I went to at Radio City, because it was like one of the only things that was open at like 11.
Right.
And I was mortified. They had like 2 vegan things on the menu. They had a vegan shepherd's pie, which actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. Like a flaky crust.
Yeah. I was there and I was just like eating it, and then they just started singing like directly behind me, and I was just like, it wasn't even that I was mad at them. I was just so incredibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
And my shoulders were like inside of my ears. I was just like, fucking Christ.
Do they have to sing to everybody, or is it just like a birthday thing?
It's like a performance.
Like it's on part the 15 of, minutes
thing. Yeah.
Like every half an hour or so.
It's like Cold Stone Creamery where they have to sing if you tip them.
God.
Why?
Like, you know you're making me not want to tip you, right?
Yeah, right. Damn.
That's like when a homeless person wants to shake your hand after you give them money. Like, no. Why are you punishing me now?
Dude, I remember I gave a guy money once and he tried to shake my hand. He goes, I'm not dirty. And I go, I don't care.
I don't touch people.
Well, then give me the money back.
Yeah.
I give only give dirty people money because they need it, because they are dirty, sir.
Yes.
Okay. I finally.
You got the menu pulled up.
Do we want the dinner, dessert, cocktail, or kids menu?
I feel like the cocktail menu usually has the funniest names.
Sure.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, right.
They did have a build your own monster burger.
Yes.
Which is a Frankenstein thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I guess they can't.
Funny.
Jekyll Hyde's one story. I mean, I'm sure they had to like
in the universe.
Pull,
they have to, yeah
pull from the whole MCU universe.
Ooh, they got a bunch of non-alcoholic. We can get a little frozen daiquiri.
Cute.
I love a mocktail.
Frozen daiquiri. I love it.
Let's see. Oh, the obviously, Dr. Jekyll's ultimate demise is the death by poison.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you recall, in that show,
oh my god,
I absolutely do not.
This is an even worse Long Island iced tea, basically. It's vodka, light rum, gin, tequila,
what?
Triple sec, Pepsi, sour mix,
what?
Fresh lemon, and mint.
Ew, you have to do Coke. I mean, always,
no matter what.
But that's gross.
I mean, I don't drink, but that seems like too many different alcohols.
That's what a Long Island iced tea is. It's disgusting. That's the island of Dr. Moreau of fucking drinks.
Very good.
But that's fucking gross.
The Kiss of Death, which is cherry teas, pucker vodka, and 7-Up.
Truly aptly named.
That's an alcoholic Shirley Temple, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember seeing like an HBO, or not HBO, but like a version of Dr. Jekyll and whatever, but it was reversed where it was like a woman turned into like a hotter woman or something like that. It was like one of the horniest movies I've ever seen.
That's
so anytime
dumb.
I saw Dr. Jekyll and whatever,
you're like rubbing lotion on
my let's fucking go, man.
Yeah.
I was rock hard for the whole 90 minutes. But also, at that age, I was rock hard for every movie.
We're not going to this fucking restaurant.
You're at Jekyll and Hyde.
Absolutely not.
Go with me to this restaurant.
Jacking off under the table.
Watch my fist slam into the back of the table.
Yeah, let me get that daiquiri or whatever. I don't care. Pour something cold on this thing.
My God.
It was like Mrs. Jekyll and
all
Dr.
of these.
Hyde.
It's also such a dark story to be like a lighthearted kid's restaurant.
Right.
Like, very weird to me. Like,
we should check out the Diary of Anne Frank's restaurant. Did he quietly in the fucking attic?
Anne's Diner.
I can't wait to go to the Jean Benet Bar and Grill.
It's just pineapple.
And they're like, we don't know who pays for dinner.
You figure it out.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different people that could pay for
that
dinner.
That one's around the corner from the Melendez Brothers juice bar, right?
Did you see that thing that just came out? Where the picture of them was found on a basketball card?
Oh, my God.
So they're sitting courtside after they had killed their parents, but before they got caught.
Yeah, the timeline is like somebody fucking did the research. Yeah. It's so cool.
And they're just sitting courtside at a Knicks game.
It
and
rules.
It's like,
oh my
the
God,
Knicks,
I love that so
the
much.
Knicks truly have the greatest fans in the entire world.
Wait, where were they living?
They lived in New York.
I didn't know
that. I think
that.
They might be from Long Island.
I don't know why my assumption is Midwest whenever I hear of a child killer.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
trash.
I mean, that happened, what, early 90s, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that story and being kind of like, oh, they're brothers, I get along. Because my brother and I always kind of fight. I'm like, I like that. We're fine now.
There couldn't have been anything I wanted more in the world than a brother when I was a kid. I wanted a brother so bad. I was like, this fucking sister thing's not working out.
Not working out. They just mean
to you. Do you have an older sister?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Oh, got it. Me too. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted an old, because my sister's 4 years older than me. And I wanted a brother that was like 2 years older than me. And it was because I was such a fucking loser. And I was like, I just want someone to tell me what is cool.
Right, right.
That's like all I wanted.
It's very useful.
Yeah, I just wanted someone to tell me what's cool in the world.
My little sister was just in town. And we went and got dinner with her and her friend. And the moment I said hi to her, I just started roasting her. I'm like, there's no one in the world I'm meaner to than my little sister. It's crazy.
You have to be, though. That's like how we
show. Oh, wait, no, they're from Beverly Hills, California.
I was going to say, I thought they were like West Coast
flew
people.
To New York after killing their parents.
It's either that.
Or
the Knicks were at like playing the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought they were like super rich like LA kids or
that
whatever.
That card must be worth so much money.
I know. Who's it on Reddit or something? Is
somebody on Reddit found
it.
Oh
my God, Reddit is great.
I know.
There's nothing bad
everything
on there.
Good about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just like.
I actually have a great group of friends there. On Reddit, and we all sit around. And
not in LA, just Reddit.
No, just on Reddit.
Yeah.
And we talk about a very specific type of pill. And we've all taken it and have gotten to a different level of consciousness regarding women.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen The Matrix?
Is it r/Plan B?
It's r/ generic Viagra for media. We just take that.
r/horny rhino.
We're a little bit different.
Horny goat weed.
Yeah. That's so funny.
r/dick pills from CVS.
That has to exist.
If it doesn't, I'm going to start.
Let's start it.
Do it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Fucking do it.
Took it once. My heart hurt.
Don't they have those at app now that's just like, anything dudes need, we got you, or
I don't
whatever.
Know why you said the tone, but yeah.
Sometimes guys are excited about sometimes it. Guys need stuff, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, what I learned, and I learned is a strong word here, because I didn't really read the article.
Sure.
But the patent on whatever the special ingredient in Viagra kind of ran out.
Gotcha.
So now it's just like open market.
Oh. Yeah.
And like you all these apps, you can just chat with a doctor.
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere. And you go, hey, my dick doesn't work. And they just mail to you. I'm like, this is the way it should be with everything.
I love pills, but.
That's the end of the episode. Lily and DeVane, I love pills.
I mean, I'm
that's so your vibe.
Less,
I love it.
Less now than I used to.
Sure.
I cleaned up my act. But yeah, it's real fucking slippery, I guess, with that stuff. I mean, fine. Get your dick pills, whatever.
They're not like sending out Vicodin through this.
But like.
Wouldn't it be nice if they did?
Wouldn't it be?
Dude, that was one thing where I got my wisdom teeth taken out when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. I got all four of them taken out at the same time. And they gave me Vicodin. And I was just like, I took them. Just like the regular prescribed amount, but I was like, I could definitely see this being a real problem for me.
Pain pills are never something I could get. It freaks me out. Yeah, I don't know. Do you just like feel great?
I just really were just
you don't
like,
care about anything.
That was like, because I also got, I don't remember what I took. Maybe it was a Valium, but when I got LASIK.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I got LASIK when I was 18. It was my dad has really, really good health insurance through his union. So it was like covered before I lost my health insurance.
Oh, that's great.
So it was the thing where it was like, hey, here's your 18th birthday, get this. And it cost like $300 total.
That's amazing.
After his benefits.
You should do it again.
I would love to get double
super
LASIK.
I remember my buddy in high school, he had his wisdom teeth taken out and he got a bottle of Vicodin or one of those.
Yeah.
But he was like straight edge. But he went to go see Leftover Crack that night and gave them a whole bottle of Vicodin.
That's,
and they're like, love you.
This is my man right here.
That's the
psycho.
It's pretty sick.
I got a Valium or something before I got the surgery.
Huh.
And just to like really relax you.
Yeah.
And there was a huge flat screen TV in the waiting room and you could watch the person in front of you getting their surgery.
No. Absolutely not.
But I was so.
It was like an upskirt camera?
It was like a.
Of the hot doctor?
Yeah. Ugh. You get to see the doctor's big fucking rod.
Yeah.
But I was so like. Fucked up on this Valium that I remember I was there with my dad and I grabbed him and I was just like, Dad, check it out. Look at that. Just
headlock.
Like so psyched. Just be like, look at this thing. That's what's going to happen to my face.
That is fucking crazy.
It was psycho.
They gave it to you before?
They gave it to you. They gave it to you
before.
Because you can't. Yeah. So they give you a Valium so you're really relaxed.
No.
And then they used to do, because I got mine in 2006. So somebody was just telling me that it's different than this now.
Okay.
But what they did was they basically
they get you hammered.
They get you fucking hammered. They give you a Valium, and then they basically clockwork orange your eyeball open.
Oh, okay.
And then they drop like a local anesthetic in your eye so you don't feel anything. But what happened was is they basically cut the lens of your eye open.
No.
So like a cigar cutter across your lens, and
fuck
it flips
this.
Open, and then they laser you.
No.
And then they close it back up, and then you go home and jack off.
How crazy. But you can't look at porn.
Oh, like I don't have an imagination. No, I didn't jack off. I thought my eyeballs would explode if I jacked off the first day.
So depraved. Ow. I'm so squeamish about pretty much everything, but Jesus.
It was pretty gnarly.
I mean, you would have to have a Valium to fucking...
Yeah.
That, Liz,
Because the first one, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Sure.
So I was just like loose, and I was like, oh, weird. So then the second one, I kind of tensed up. Like, nothing, it didn't fuck anything up, but
yeah.
I tensed up a little bit because I knew what was going
to
happen.
I would like to be put under for anything.
It's great.
That happens to my body.
It's really
cool. Like, tattoos, teeth cleaning.
Go under,
man.
I'd like to just be put down.
Yeah, just forever.
In general.
When I have my wisdom teeth taken out, I'm such an obnoxious person that they had to keep gassing me because I kept staying awake to, like, crack jokes, and they were like, shut the fuck up.
I feel like every woman I've ever dated would love to have that option. With me, they're like,
please.
Just fucking,
please,
like gassing me up, and I'm like, well, if you think about it, you can suck your own dick.
Like,
oh,
corn, crank it up.
Why would you get someone else's like your dick if you can suck your own dick? And I'm just like, that doesn't. I'm like, I guess that kind of makes sense. I'm just like woozy in my room.
Sexuality is fluid, but I got
and the fluid is gum. Okay.
It's one of those sleep apnea masks.
It pops down from my bookshelf above my bed, like in an airplane. They press a button and it pops down. They're just like, fucking shut up.
I would love one of those. Yeah. Have you guys been under, you know, the real stuff? Anesthetic?
No.
I don't think I've ever been put under.
No.
Really?
No.
I will never be put under.
I know. I've never.
I'll do all my surgery standing in a fucking in a fighter stance. I'm like, get in there.
Because I've never had surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had like a bunch of, like oral surgery, but they because I've had like I have so many
abscesses.
Fucking, just like I had really.
It was when I had
braces and stuff, but I had to like I had to get like my palate expanded, and they had to
get you a bunch of like fancy food.
Yeah. They're like, what about pate? And I'm like, no, thank you. But
this is wasabi.
Yeah, but it was like that. I had to like get a bunch of teeth pulled out, like. Mm-hmm. Multiple times, just all this stuff, but
Jesus.
I never got put under, but at one time the woman was like, you for a child you sure are getting a lot of anesthetic in your like I just kept being like they had to do like 11 injections.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I was just like more and then I was just like like drooling all over
it's
myself in the
just
car.
Listen to your yeah I guess
well because it was like they're like if you keep feeling it let us know and I kept being like yeah huh uh-huh.
I had to get four teeth taken out to get my braces put on.
Yeah.
What?
And I got my braces out of college because it's cheaper. So it's like a bunch of college students talking about their dates while they fucking fix my teeth.
Oh, man.
But the woman who was doing the injection kind of looked away at one point, and it was in the roof of my mouth.
Oh.
And she looked away for a second, and she turned, and her shoulder pulled the needle out.
No!
And she's spraying the liquid into my throat, and it's, to this day, the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, my God.
And it felt insane, and I knew the needle was just hanging out in my throat, in my mouth, so I'm like... I couldn't be like, hey, pardon me, a fucking needle is loose in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I just stood there like, and she like looked over, and it was weird to eat for the next couple days.
Jesus.
But then they pulled all the teeth out, and my mom was late to pick me up, and I was just like walking around the campus, just like so sad, and like cotton filled my mouth, and I was like, I just need a hug, please.
How old were you?
14 or 13.
Oh my God, bless.
I had in total, 11 teeth pulled out of my mouth, but some of them were baby teeth.
11. I was 11 or 12, actually.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got done.
But I had, like, a rat tooth that was, like, up top that I had to get, like, yanked down and stuff like
Why?
That.
Why would you get it removed? It's so you, you know?
I don't want that.
A rat tooth?
Well, it was, like,
what
a second tooth
that?
On top of the tooth
you
that was
You had a whole
in.
Set, like, jaws
Yeah, like
in.
A second shark teeth coming
yeah.
down.
Beautiful.
But, I remember they pulled out six teeth and then just gave me five of them. And I was like, where's the sixth tooth? They're like, see you later.
Yeah. One's too weird.
So it either like got lost or they fucking dropped
it's
it
like
in
a
my throat.
It's like your brother was in there.
That'd be so sick.
I know. It'd be really cool.
The brother I always wanted. Right
put
in
him
my
in
mouth.
A jet. He's been there all along.
That's so nice.
That's comforting.
That'd be nice. Put him up in the attic. Feed him fish heads. That'd be nice. Give him a nice bucket of fish heads.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? I gotta rewatch some of The Simpsons. I haven't watched it
me
in
either.
Years.
I haven't watched it.
I love
what
that
is the
era.
Show that you're speaking of?
The Simpsons?
Never.
It's a family. They're yellow.
I don't know.
But they're not
like Asian.
It's weird that Apu's brown and Asian. And,
it is weird
that
there's like Middle Eastern guys that are brown, black guys that are black.
Mr.
And
Dr. Herbert.
And then there's a couple people that are white.
Yeah. And then like the Asian guys are just like a lighter shade of. It's very weird.
Just the Scottish guy is white, right? No, he's yellow. Don't
he's yellow, but then there's like people that are white.
The Asian guys.
No. Is that it?
Pretty sure the Asian guys are like a weird paler
yeah.
yellow.
Weird.
I gotta tell you, I think The Simpsons is a little racist sometimes.
I don't know if anyone's brought this up before.
I would love to do a documentary
your leg?
About
you know
this.
What?
That is my leg.
That would be really great.
I think
we need that.
It's called Mike's Got a Problem with a Poo.
Yeah. Not enough. He's hilarious.
I think there should be a whole damn show about this guy.
That's how they try and fix it. They just make
it's a whole bunch of white guys doing Indian impressions.
Thank you. Yeah, they just make a poo white, but he still has the accent. You're like, how is this better?
You're like, no, this is what they sound like. This is what guys from Cincinnati sound like. That's a Cincinnati accent. They put chili on top of their spaghetti and they talk like this.
Yeah. It's crazy that like. Like Hank Azaria and like, what's happening?
Didn't we see
Yardley,
him on the street the other day?
Yeah, I saw him the other day. Yardley Smith, I think
yeah.
is his name.
Yeah.
Like, I guess Hank Azaria specifically, because he's both done this show forever and also a successful actor outside of it. It's
right.
Like, how much money do you have?
My God.
I could only imagine.
Hank
I did
Azaria's
a web show and I did fucking four episodes. I'm like, this is the most money I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah.
Hank Azaria's got to have $35,000 to $40,000
in the bank. He can send one of his kids to college.
Yeah. Yeah. That's to me is like the most amount of money anyone could have. I'm like,
yeah.
$40,000.
It's got to be crazy to have $40,000.
Yeah.
It's got to be crazy to have more than one bank account. And not just because you're trying to skip fees at other banks.
We mean like a savings account?
Yeah, which is insane to me. Or just people are like, this one has too much money in this account, and I got to put it in another. I don't.
Like,
I truly do not know how money works or if there's a limit to how much money you can have in one bank account.
Wow, I can't answer those questions. I'm pretty sure there's no limit because that's what the bank wants
yeah.
is all of your money.
But I think like bank accounts are only insured up to a certain amount of money.
Sure, and I bet other accounts will accrue more interest than others. I think a savings account. It's like a 1.1 or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I truly stopped caring about when I was talking.
Yeah.
I know so little about the bank that I was just like,
sure.
I'm just saying
the
words
bank.
Now.
There's
yeah.
one.
Just the
There's
bank.
There's one bank. Yeah.
The bank.
Mm-hmm. The bank.
It unites us.
I would love. This might sound crazy.
What?
Okay.
But I would love to.
Marry me?
No. Without the possibility of getting in trouble.
Okay.
Parole.
Rob
yeah.
a bank.
Oh.
I want to rob a bank.
That'd be fun. They should do like, you know, like there's escape rooms, right?
Oh, yeah. They should do crime.
We should do a crime room where you get
I
to
like
come
that.
In.
Because
like,
there's those things where it's like in.
Commit violence against women without
okay.
having
that's,
any.
Is that illegal?
Yeah. I mean, now it is, you know,
that was
unfortunately.
That's just called my house.
That's called escape this marriage, lady.
I'm not. It's like a thing where I was like, I didn't even want to say it.
Your face like, while you're telling that joke was just like, oh, look at me doing the thing I'm gonna do.
It's like no one. It's, the thing, it's like no one made me do it.
No,
no, yeah, you didn't.
But I
know.
Thought it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I must say it.
I would, simply must.
I would say a bank robbery room would be great.
Yeah.
So
a kidnapping room?
Well, because they do that. That's
or
what
scenario.
Like, they do that. Well, that's like what game night. The movie was about.
Ah,
it was about.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
it's
see
a,
that.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, no, I think it's very good.
Right.
I laugh
lot.
Hard. Right. I'm going to be honest.
I laugh a lot.
I'm going to be honest with you right
that
now.
That one guy, I don't remember what his name is. The one
John Kennedy. John F. Kennedy Jr.
John F. Kennedy Jr., the one who died in the airplane.
John makes an appearance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy who plays the guy who plays the cop.
Yeah, the guy who plays the cop who's dating Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
Oh.
It's the most blonde couple I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
His hair is the same color as his fucking skin.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah. But I saw a picture of them at like a red carpet thing, and he had a tuxedo and a mustache. I'm like, you look fantastic.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah. He's a good looking guy. He's kind of has a blockhead.
A blockhead for sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but
people like that.
Yeah, it's all right.
But
yeah, but that whole movie is based. It's like a kidnapping, a fake kidnapping, like one of the, not like a fake, but like. it's one of those things where you like pay and someone is kidnapped, quote unquote, yeah. and then everyone else has to find them. And it's like a game.
Why do you want to rob a bank? What's the appeal?
Well, without it being a game, I want the money.
Yeah, that's mostly.
Oh, I see.
I want to get the money without having to earn it.
I get okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's now. Mostly. But I also the thrill, mm-hmm. also the having a gun part would
okay.
be nice.
Well, there's so yeah, a lot can go wrong as we've learned.
Let's say movie scenarios in terms of bank heists. Which type of bank heist would you do? Let's give you a couple options.
Okay.
Heat. Point wow. Break.
Yeah.
Beyond a place beyond the pines.
Whoa.
Okay. Can I throw a couple more in there?
Sure. No, just give me two more. Don't give me too much. The listeners are they're
dead
busy.
Presidents.
Okay.
And it's not really.
Well, give me. Well, how is dead presidents different from Heat?
Black women.
Got it. Well, take out Heat then. We're a representation podcast.
Great.
So we got a place beyond the pines, dead presidents, and Point Break.
And it's not a bank, but what about Logan Lucky?
Logan Lucky's fine.
I didn't like that
movie.
I liked it a lot.
How about Sugar and Spice? You ever seen that movie?
No.
It's a very good,
that sounds like
funny
you
movie.
Jack off to it.
I can jack off to anything, first of all. Is
Dude.
It Sugar and Spice? It's a cheerleading movie where one of the cheerleaders gets pregnant and the squad robs a bank so
oh,
she can afford it.
Interesting.
Cyclops is in it, and it's
what?
Very funny. The guy who plays Cyclops.
Oh.
James
Gandolfini.
Hey, Professor X.
Hey.
This is fucking bullshit.
Hey, if you don't freaking get out of my way, I'm going to hit you with my laser eye.
Hey, Wolverine, you better watch your mouth.
Oh, my God. I'm
he uses his knife to cut a chicken parm.
My friggin' therapist keeps saying, hey, don't hit people with your laser eyes. And I go, why not?
It's very good. Okay, so which bank heist would you do? Would you take it out? Like,
I don't know any. I don't know any of those.
Oh,
all right, but go ahead. I'm interested, anyways.
Would you do it solo? Would you do it with a crew?
Yeah, that's.
I would do dead presidents because I want all my yes queens around me.
Oh my God, the fuck out of here! Absolutely, get the fuck out.
No,
of here.
No, I would do Place Beyond the Pines because I get to look like Ryan Gosling.
Yes, I didn't say that, but okay.
You're like, that's
if I
not
get
part of the
if
bargain.
I get to do the movie, I get to look like the guy in
okay,
the movie.
Okay.
So you look like Queen Latifah.
I get to look like Queen Latifah
wow.
in Dead Presidents, but I'm going to do Place Beyond the Pines because I get to look like Ryan Gosling, who just wears a sleeveless Metallica t-shirt and has tattoos, so he just looks like me if I went to the gym finally.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to the gym.
Yeah, we know. We're got an on-again, off-again
yeah,
relationship with the gym.
I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great in that fucking movie.
I did deadlift a weighted blanket instead of CVS last night, though.
How much?
It's 20. It was 20. Well, I didn't deadlift it. I did the
a clean. You cleaned it.
Yeah, like a.
This is very good. I want to rewatch this now. Actually.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, I did like a kettlebell clean with it because it just had a handle on it in a
yeah.
box, and I thought
mm-hmm.
it was funny because
it
was like
funny.
20 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the, you because you want a weighted blanket?
Yeah.
I feel like wouldn't you? That makes me more anxious to think about having something pressing on my chest.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna fuck it.
Like,
the shape
I
of a woman or man.
Roll it up.
I'm gonna make a genderless hole and have sex with it.
I'm just curious to what it would feel like to sleep under a weighted blanket.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean you could probably.
But my room gets very hot.
Oh God!
So I don't
yeah.
think it'd be very useful.
So
I'm very happy with the comforter I just.
I think
got.
You would have to. That would be your only blanket.
I only use one blanket.
But I'm saying, see, in my head, you're putting it over your comforter. You're putting the weighted blanket over your
oh,
comforter.
Oh, God. No, that seems like way too much.
Yeah, it's smothering.
I like two blankets.
But I like
room,
too much.
Your
That's
room,
just me.
My room is
sucks.
My Okay, first of all, don't say it that way. I have to live there every day. But my room is the only room in the house that does not have any kind of heat source in it.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
It's not that bad.
What do you do? Boil some water and put it in the corner?
I just kind of deal with it. I have a space
you,
heater.
You hold your cat very close to
I have a space heater for when it gets really cold, but I run hot. I have some blankets.
I run hot.
And
I
have the
door.
I sometimes will leave the door open and the heat from the living room just comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there. So it's like fine.
Sure. Yeah.
But it is in the morning sometimes I do want to kill myself. But
yeah.
I think that's a burning
normal.
Thing.
That's a normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think no matter what temperature it is in there, I want to kill myself.
Soon enough, I'm going to wake up with you and Chuck both in my room. Escaping
dude,
the cold,
God, dude. I'm a fucking come in from there.
I had to open the window last night.
What?
Yeah, so I was so
wow.
hot in there.
Now you're just bragging.
You guys are a study in opposites in every way. I love it.
The truth of my life.
I fucking love it.
The fans
I
know.
Slept in a sweatshirt last night, but also mostly because I didn't want to take it off.
Yeah.
I was like, I took my pants off last night, and I was like, that seems like enough. That seems like enough undressing for
me. Done
personally.
Here.
Yeah, I
done
I nailed
here.
It.
Yeah, I did wear this out last night to bed,
yeah.
and now I'm here.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
That's what Sundays are for.
That's exactly. Yeah.
I love the t-shirt from bed to the day.
Yes.
It feels all broken in. It feels.
Totally.
It's got a good must on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a good smell.
The thing now is that at my job, I feel like I can't wear the same thing 2 days in a row.
Right.
That's probably, yeah.
But I really, even, but.
Like, you think there'll be talk in the office? They'll say,
I definitely think so.
Do you think they would assume, assume that A, you're just lazy and didn't get dressed for something different, or you were out and about?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be the first one.
No, that's the old joke, you know, in the office.
Yeah, you weren't.
They're
the
like, oh, you do.
Because one of the attorneys was a couple
suing
weeks ago.
Suing you.
Suing me.
yeah.
A fellow attorney. But he was giving one of the other guys their shit about not dressing nice enough.
Oh.
But like in a joking way, but being like, there is a dress code. But like it's not for me.
What was he wearing?
I think he was wearing like
Tommy Bahama.
He was wearing some shorts and he's like, it's December.
Wow.
No, I think he was just wearing like jeans and like a button-up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because he's like, yeah. He's like a practicing attorney. You have to like look a certain way in case
customers.
Someone...
I don't know what they're called. Yeah, parents,
clients,
clients, patients.
Yes,
are going to be seeing them and interacting
with
them. It's like it's a very real.
And then me,
thing.
I'm just like, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
Don't look at him. He's a stock boy.
Yeah.
Stock boy. It's a clerk.
That's basically what I am.
Yeah. What's your title, clerk?
I'm the office services clerk.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Clerk is such a great old-timey, thing to be.
I put paper in the printer. And
you get a visor.
I get to wear a visor.
I was going to ask you to wear a visor.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be against it.
Do you get to wear those?
What
are they called? Women wear them on their legs when they get married. And
the garter?
A garter, on top.
Do you think I'm a soda jerk?
In my head, I see the clear green visor, I see the garters on the arm,
what is
the striped shirt like exactly
what
you're fucking
it
wearing
just
right now.
It just keeps up the sleeves?
I don't know.
What? They don't
so
just come up naturally.
Ink when you're making the books? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
When you're reaching, I bet.
Oh, right. So it doesn't.
No, get a shirt that wears that fucking fits you. But yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Get a fucking shirt, I say.
I don't have to wear any of that. But I could. But
I think
don't.
You should start adding small details like that
like
to your,
mm-hmm.
be great.
But I do have, like, I only have, like, two sweaters, and I kind of just rotate them back and forth. And one of them, to be honest, is a crew neck sweatshirt. And it does have the flag for Czechoslovakia on it, which isn't a country anymore.
Wow.
And people really like to talk to me about that one. So I mostly wear the black one. But they go, like, hey, Czechoslovakia, are you from there? And I go, no. It's not even a place anymore. And some guy goes, I went there once, when it was the Czech Republic. And I'm just like, I got to get another fucking sweatshirt.
Are you going to give me money for this talk?
Hey, man, you want to just like you can just ask if you want to be on my podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if anyone in my job knew I had a podcast, I would immediately throw myself off of a bridge.
Yeah. Do any of them know you do comedy?
The office manager does, because I got the job through a temp agency,
mm-hmm.
and the lady at the temp agency knows I'm a comic because she's hired, like, a bunch of comics work there, and that's how
right.
I got, like, in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she told the office manager, and then she was like, we got to come see one of your shows one day. And I was like, not
please,
even a little.
Please. Yeah, do not. Absolutely.
Not even a little.
It's my least favorite thing is when people I know who aren't comics come to my show.
My dad came to one of my shows the other day, like a couple weeks ago.
My dad has never seen me do comedy. Thank
really?
God. Yeah. I couldn't deal with it. I mean, it would be bad. Like, I just know I would do badly.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know what I mean? Like, something would happen.
I feel like I've very rarely done well in front of my parents.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah, well, I've never had a good set.
I have fucking an unbelievably bad comic, but I do keep doing it.
That's all you gotta do.
You can't be fired from something you don't
get paid for.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you. But yeah, my like anytime. I think I told the story on here where I bombed at my cousin's memorial show after he killed himself.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't bomb at that?
Dude, it was brutal.
Everyone's just crying, trying to fucking...
But it was like this show that was set up to like raise money for like one of those like it's like suicide prevention
bullshit.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm
just
totally kidding.
No,
I'll kill myself. Here's some money.
Okay.
How much money? $2,500? Like, all right. Okay, I'm not going to kill myself.
It's like, they're like, Mike, why do you always want to kill yourself on the 31st of every month? I don't know. But so it was a thing, but it was a show where it was like, it was a guy doing spoken word, me doing stand up, my uncle doing stand up, and then a band playing. And I fucking bombed
my God.
So bad.
That is amazing.
My uncle did fine. Oh, yeah. Like, he did better. He did better than I did.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But because he, because I was only like a couple, like two, maybe two, 3 years into stand up. So I didn't have the confidence to tell people to just like stop talking at the bar.
Yeah.
Because it was just in like a rock club.
Oh my God.
And then he did, but because he also knew everyone there. Because him and my cousin are like the same age, basically. Mm-hmm. So, and I just fucking.
Oh my
really,
God. I can feel that.
Really
right now.
Ate it.
Wow, I think the worst I've ever... Well, the most hilarious bomb is that I, very early, too, I did a doggy fashion show in Rhode Island, and they had a comedy there.
All of those words together.
And
it was so hurtful.
It was like a dog...
Were you an anchorman?
It was so insane. I don't even know why I was on that show. But it was a huge place, a charity show. I literally followed dogs. And I was the first comic, and I had not been doing it very long. And even now, I'm like, how the fuck would I mean, like, it would be a challenge.
Yeah.
But it would be a hilariously fun challenge now. But, yeah.
I used to, because I started on Long Island, mm-hmm. which is brutal.
Yeah.
And there used to be, there's this guy, an insane, like, I have to show you a picture of this guy. An insane looking person.
Okay.
And he would run a show once a month or so at a pool hall. But it was just out in the open, like in like the lounge area, which was just like four tables by the front door of the pool hall. And I did a show there, and I would do the show there all the time. But one time I was getting ready to go on stage, and the owner's dog was just there.
Yeah.
Just like walking around being a dog.
Sure.
And then he's the dog
flirting,
kind of sniffing people's butts. Yeah. And then the dog started choking on a piece of pool chalk. And I reached. The dog was mean, too. And I'm like, I noticed that the dog is dying. And I reach my hand down its throat to grab the pool chalk. And while I do that, obviously, the dog bites me. And I start bleeding. And then the host goes, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Brucey. And I walk on stage just bleeding. And I'm like, look what happened to me. Just like screaming and bleeding on stage. Like a fucking psychopath.
Oh, my God.
The only
God.
Funny part is, God damn it, I want these pictures to load. My girlfriend at the time got pretty drunk. And just the guy who was hosting the show had like a big stack of business cards, and she just took them all and threw them inside of her car.
Oh,
and it was really funny because she's like, this fucking idiot. Oh, yeah, he looks like this, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
It's such a – oh, man, I'm so glad I don't look like that. It's crazy.
Okay,
I'm glad
this,
I don't look like that.
Oh, I want to tell one of his jokes, but it 100% has a slur in it.
Oh, man, just yell it.
Like towards Italians?
No,
or,
towards like.
I did call someone a Guido in anger the other day, which is like.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Guido's
but
one of the most gentle of sorts.
Yeah,
I think
WAP is much worse than Guido.
Yeah, for sure. But it just didn't feel good after I did it. I was like, who wants that?
Because here's the thing about Guido, it's also like a person's name.
Right, right.
So I don't think it's that.
All right, must run it past you guys.
Yeah.
As an Italian personal.
Yeah. And as a Colombian, I think you could punch anyone in the face that you want. It doesn't have anything to do with race.
Perfect.
But
okay.
His one of his jokes, I can remember it word for word. And I want to tell it, but I really don't want to say the word that's in it.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you guys off here.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just tweet it.
I'll retweet it. It'll be a whole thing.
Thank you so much.
Like this problematic comic.
But yeah. I remember once there was a mic at this bar called the Lizard Lounge.
There's a Lizard Lounge in Boston where I did comedy. Yeah,
hell yeah.
Always.
And it was the place was a shithole, but they let us have a mic there, so it was fine. But like, it wasn't even a gay bar. It was just like one.
You're like, when you think shitty, you think gay.
No, but it was like that, it doesn't have to do with it being shitty. But it was like one night a week they had like a gay night.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
So it was like a gay-friendly bar, but it wasn't like a specific – whatever. It was mostly like karaoke bar.
Okay.
But like one night was like – I don't even think they called it LGBT night. I think
sure.
They called it like gay night
yeah.
or gay and
yeah,
lesbian
right,
night
right.
or whatever. But I remember once I was like – I had this fucking thing I was doing for a while. I don't know. When I started comedy, I just really had no idea what I wanted to do or how I wanted to do comedy. I found like old recordings and I was like, why am I telling like political jokes?
Yeah.
It was brutal. Okay. But for a while, I would just like sometimes just lay on the floor.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I remember that.
I just thought it was funny.
It's art.
Yeah. And I just was like, oh, let's do this. And I remember one time I was laying on the floor on the stage there, and that guy that I showed you went like, ew, because it – I think because it was like a gay friendly bar. And I just spent my whole set, which also every set at an open mic on Long Island, 7 minutes long.
Oh my God.
To sit through everyone 7 minute set.
Man.
And I remember just being like, do you think gay people just pull their cocks out and jack off all over the stage? Like, what are you? I'm like, gay people are also like bus drivers.
Yeah.
And like work at the McDonald's and are.
Like, they can be working class.
Yeah, just like, well, like, they just have. There's like people. Like, what are
that's,
you talking
yeah, so
about?
Working class gays is very funny, though.
Yeah.
I like, that a lot.
Like the gay steel mill in the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I just, that, like, that was all of Long Island comedy. That, or guys who just started at, like, 60, being like, Rodney Dangerfield didn't get famous until he was old.
Like, he also was scamming widows, so, yeah. Great.
Good for him.
I love Rodney Dangerfield,
yeah.
Obviously.
There was, on Long Island, there was not
I hate
one.
Widows, yeah.
But, I yeah, because I hate widows.
I don't know who I love. do I love Rodney Dangerfield or hate widows more?
You should have died. Not your husband.
If you were a better,
he was a breadwinner.
If you were a better wife, your husband would have stayed alive. He wouldn't have died of disappointment.
He would have fought that heart attack. Heart.
But on Long Island, there was not one, but two different Rodney Dangerfield impersonators.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Who would go to open mics?
Can we please go to the fucking Jekyll and Hyde and then go to see the Rodney Dangerfield?
I couldn't tell you if they get booked.
Let's book them.
Open mics,
both of them,
and practice their Rodney Dangerfield impressions.
I am in love with that.
And sometimes they would be there together. Like, but not together. Like, they'd be at the same open mic.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's like, are you going to do the one about not getting respect?
Yeah. No.
What about the one about your wife?
Not tonight.
But sometimes they would write jokes, like, in Rodney Dangerfield's voice.
Okay.
But they're not Rodney Dangerfield jokes.
Well, they're just street jokes. Yeah. All of them. That's his jokes or street jokes.
The one on Carson where he says that he was such an ugly baby when the doctor pulled him out and spanked him, a bunch of the other people in the room got a hit him.
So good. So
I love I love the one about how his wife talks during sex.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me from the hotel room. Yeah, my wife says to talk during sex.
She's fucking somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool.
Which is as
he was a cuck ahead of
yeah. He doesn't even say my ex-wife.
No, yeah, currently.
He says my current wife who cheats on me and I okay with
it. Yeah. He's very progressive for Rodney Dangerfield, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other horrible things that happened to me on Long Island. I was like born there.
We don't have
I was born there.
No. But no, there was a guy who was quote unquote Long Island's number one impressionist.
Wow.
Did you give him that title?
Oh, no.
Self.
I think self.
yes.
But a lot of his title. His bits included, what if the Sopranos were in the White House? And he
my
did that.
Pupils are dilating so much right now.
And if you think that bit was short, it wasn't.
No. Yeah, not a quick.
No.
He would do an impression of a pilot over a PA system, obviously.
Sure, you must.
In the same bit? No, that's different.
A different bit.
Okay.
And he also did a bit that was the last. because this was. Let's see, when did I start? This was during Obama. During Obama's first.
During Obama.
But in the Obama years, he did a bit of the last four presidents. Doing Viagra commercials.
Oh my God!
So it was George Bush,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton, George W., and then Obama.
Very different from the two. You got a distinct.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that one has a giggle.
I tell you what, that one was also long.
Yeah. God, I love it.
Yeah.
Those kind of comics don't really like to trim the fat,
dude.
No.
We found a gold mine.
Oh God!
And we laid in.
Wait,
his,
you!
I found it and I made.
You brought it into my bedroom.
I went into. I was watching. So somehow got the stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's this television. It's a cable access show.
Of course.
Of Long Island stand-up comedy. That some of the videos have legitimately zero views.
I want us to do that show so bad.
And they're an hour long.
Oh my God.
And I was in my room watching it on the TV and I just go into his room. I walk into his room and he's
no
watching
knocking.
Something on his TV and I go, I got something we gotta watch.
You throw his computer off his fucking desk.
Because it was one I just had to show him physically what one of the comedians looked like.
Yeah. Which looked like a lot like the guy you just showed us.
But even worse.
But worse.
God.
And his voice didn't match how aggressive his outfit was.
Yeah,
like a very Kinnison-esque look, but he sounded like Joe Mackey.
Let's not forget that Kinison wore a goddamn beret.
Yeah.
Okay,
not,
can we
dude,
just...
We watched the beginning of one of Kinison's specials last night where he just fucking plays guitar and sings.
And what?
Like, oh,
really?
This is like a long bit. Yeah, yeah. He does.
It wasn't even a
song.
Bit.
Yeah, it's not a bit, but it's just like there's like the whole song. I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
Just screaming about domestic violence. Very fun. There's a lot of Boston comics who I do that with. My downstairs neighbor and I moved here together.
Yeah.
And we will frequently go to each other's apartments and
just
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's so fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I love making fun of people who are bad at stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a better pastime?
No. But see, those kind of bad comedy, I would rather watch that than like almost any other New York mic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just for my own personal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of handkerchief to face is like the ratio is like 1-to-1. Yeah.
And the one, but the one that he was wearing on the show that we watched was one of like the long, like the one that has like the long tides that come down. It's almost like a
do-rag.
Do-rag,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it came down and it was wild.
Beautiful.
In my head, when I see him, I could already like picture the getting ready part of his day where he's like putting on all his rings and all the bracelets.
Okay,
and
well, this that mostly sounds like talking about me right now.
Very different rings he wears. And I could just see his wife like, you're going to go do comedy tonight?
Yeah, yeah, honey.
don't do the voice at me.
Yeah.
Talk to me like you.
Where's Roger? Where is Roger?
Quite generous that you give him a wife.
Long Island, everyone's married, I think.
Yeah, you have to be.
No, he definitely lives. He definitely has an apartment that is the side door of someone else's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a place, which is the kind of place that I lived in when I had an apartment on Long Island.
Sure.
I lived, my apartment was the top floor of a house, and our house was literally on a highway off ramp.
Whoa.
Like,
very on brand for you.
The only way, and I did not have a car.
Oh my God.
But you had to get, the only way you could pull into our driveway was to get on the highway and come around and go up.
Oh my God.
Or you had to illegally cut across traffic.
That sounds better.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I lived with April at the time and she had,
I love April.
I would say a 1994 Ford Taurus station wagon.
Beautiful.
Which is an unbelievable car.
It's a good car.
But to maneuver that quickly across is impossible.
No. Look how far you've come.
Yeah, and now I have an apartment
with no heat.
I have, well, the apartment has
heat.
Oh,
it's
right,
just
use
my
room.
And it's not so bad.
No, I'm proud of you.
I've lived there for too long to complain about it now. I've lived in that room for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
If I complain about it now,
it would weird. Be yeah.
Yeah.
I
love my life. And I'm so happy.
There you go.
And content.
What a good way to end a podcast.
That's great.
I want every day.
Yeah.
I wish someone would peel my skin like a banana and take me off this mortal coil.
And what's your Twitter?
I'm at Micah Brucey on all social media platforms. And you can find us at A Little Time Pod on Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah,
you don't have an Instagram, right?
We don't have an
Instagram.
No,
okay. I still need
no,
an Instagram.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or littletimepod@gmail.com if you want to send
questions.
Us some stuff.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow Lillian Devane. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to her Front of House podcast.
Yes. Yep.
Very cool podcast.
FOH. Yep. Thank you.
What is your Twitter?
My Twitter's just my name, Lillian Devane, and then Lil DePayne on Instagram, which is my preferred medium. But,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Diego Lopez. We'll be back next week, as always. I don't know why I said that. Okay.
BrainMachineNetworks.com.
There's free porn there now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So check it out.
You can jack your pussies and finger your penises
yeah.
to it.
Whatever you got, you're going to be able to rub it or push it.
Good night. I love you.
God bless.